Chinese-linked firms defy Australian order to sell off stakes in rare earth miner. Six Chinese-linked companies have refused to comply with Australian Treasurer Jim Chalmers' order to divest their stakes in a Perth-based rare earth mining company. On May 17, Chalmers issued the order requiring the China-linked companies and individuals to sell their shares in Northern Minerals Limited. The company is developing the Browns Range Heavy Rare Earths project in Western Australia, a source of dysprosium and terbium, critical rare earth elements used in electric vehicles, wind turbines, and defense applications. The affected shares, numbering about 1.7 billion, were worth $40 million and accounted for 17.58% of the company's total shares. The entities subject to the order are Hong Kong Yang Tac Limited, 95,328,713 shares. Real International Resources Limited, 619,071,000 shares. Cobra Trading and Service Company, Limited, 523,463,250 shares. Song Chuan Yu, 130,056,866 shares. Vastness Investment Group Limited, 271,250,091 shares. Lin Zhengxiong, 39,725,860 shares. At the time, Chalmers said the decision was about protecting our national interest and ensuring compliance with our foreign investment framework. The deadline for the divestment passed on July 2, but the Chinese investors made no attempt to comply with the order, according to an ASX announcement. On July 7, Northern Minerals Limited revealed that the shares still remained in the hands of the original investors. Northern Minerals notes that, based on the company's updated register of its members, a majority of the shares that were the subject of the May 17, 2026 disposal orders remain registered in the names of the persons the subject of the May 17, 2026 disposal orders, the statement read. The company also said it would provide relevant share registry information to the Treasury's Foreign Investment Division to assist the department in assessing compliance. The company will keep the market updated as this process continues in accordance with its continuous disclosure obligations, it said. Australia is not the only country that has taken action to prevent Chinese-linked entities from acquiring local rare earth mining companies. In 2025, US and Danish officials reportedly encouraged the owners of the Tanbreez rare earth project in Greenland not to sell to Chinese-linked buyers. The project was later acquired by Critical Metals Corporation, a US-based mining and development company. In 2022, the Canadian government ordered three Chinese companies to divest their investments in local critical minerals miners on national security grounds. Canada later strengthened its foreign investment screening under the Investment Canada Act in 2024, making it more difficult for Chinese investors to acquire stakes in Canadian mining companies. The Epoch Times has reached out to the Australian Treasury for comment.